So now you've all met these comedians, you know what they're like, and this topic of this show is food and drugs in America, and so that's what we're going to talk about. Some of them already got into it, Anthony, a little too much. I failed a drug test a couple weeks ago because I'd had a poppy seed bagel and a whole bunch of heroin, and... they're checking for that shit now. When I was in school, they were like trying to keep us off of drugs, you know? They were like, don't do cocaine, that's a hard drug. Bullshit, I have never done coke and gotten hard. That's, it's a flaccid drug if you want to teach the kids correctly, man. And I was up, dude. So I've been up in Boulder the past couple of nights performing. I went to that big mega church up there, the Whole Foods. And... trying to help fix the ozone layer, spending $40 on cottage cheese. You know how it goes. Fucking, I'm at Whole Foods. There's this woman with her kid on a leash. She's buying free-range eggs. So we just aren't doing irony anymore. I don't know. What the fuck? She got him pushing around one of the little mini carts. Have you seen the mini carts at Whole Foods? With a flag come off the back that says, future foodie. Like, we all need to know what type of asshole you're turning your kids into. They got kids' carts other places. Walmart have a kids' cart with a flag that says future racist? That would be interesting. But everybody I know is doing food, you know, everybody I know is doing keto, carnivore, paleo, intermittent fasting. You guys do any of that? No? Well, you should, but... No, I'm kidding. It's just wild, man. Everybody's doing every diet. I went out to eat with a vegan. Matt's talking about being a vegan. Go out to eat with a vegan. It's a real nice sermon that they will put you through, man. She didn't like what I ordered. She was like, did you know that pigs are very intelligent? You shouldn't eat bacon. Pigs are actually very smart. Did you know that actually pigs are actually smarter than dogs, actually? She had a seizure. I didn't know what to do. I was unsure how to proceed because I don't care how smart my food is, man. I don't give a fuck, man. I would eat a bear that could play chess. I don't care. It's a sandwich. What do you want me to eat? A goose with a learning disability? Is that the... Eat the dumb animals. It's progressive. Only eat things you can outsmart. So if you're stupid, you better stick to lettuce. When do we start caring how smart the food is? Do you know who ate Albert Einstein? Maggots. Sorry, too soon. I'm sorry about that, wow. Everybody's still torn up about Einstein. My mistake. Do you ever hang out with vegans? Man, they will, it ruins everything. They're just mad. They don't like milk. Do you know we're the only species that drinks the milk of another species? You're like, yeah, we're also the only species to invent the internet. What's your point? Should we go back to making butter out of breast milk? I don't know, man. Like, you think we ever tried that? I think we did. We went, you know, that's a little gamey. Let's just do cow. They don't like... They think meat is murder. That's bizarre to me. They're like, meat is murder. I'm like, nah, I don't think so. Murder is when you kill something and don't eat it. If I shoot an elk and leave him there, it's like, what the fuck, dude? Go get the tenderloin. Don't murder an elk, man. Something, something, Jeffrey Dahmer. I haven't written the... haven't written the end of that one, but... Anyway, this is what I recommend. If you do go to Whole Foods, smuggle in some items that don't belong there. Freak out the cashier. Right in between your Tuscany pumpkin pasta sauce, your paleo-friendly grain-free lasagna sheets, just stick a fucking can of Pringles. Couple of Slim Jims. What the fuck? She'll lose her mind. Where did you find that? Over by the powdered flax milk. I don't fucking know. All right, man, you ready to get this discussion started? What do you say? You ready to keep the show going? Make some noise, everybody. Okay, I'm going to bring them all back. You know them, you love them, you enjoyed them. Make some noise for your panel tonight. Anthony Crawford, Nick Dean, Shanae Ross, and the other one, Matt Kobos, everybody. Make some noise. This is as big a table as we could get, so...
Dropping that.
So this is the first thing I want to ask you. We're talking about food and drugs. Do you use drugs as part of your process as a comedian? Do you get fucked up on stage? Do you use drugs to write? Do you need notes?
Okay. Yeah, I need notes, dude. I wrote stuff down. What? You got notes too, bitch?
Yeah, but come on, man.
I wrote stuff down. Come on.
Okay, this is Adderall.
Oh, definitely Adderall. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Adderall's the best. Anybody on Adderall? Clap your hands.
Anybody on Adderall? Rearrange the stage real quick.
I got it from you, bro. Come on.
I should have done that. Sorry.
Come on, dude.
How about you, Matt? You guys?
You looked at me and said, Matt. That was different.
using drugs for comedy? I mean, I just drink, dude, obviously. Fucking, my drugs are recreational. I can't do comedy on fucking drugs. No. I've tried it, and I ate shit. So, yeah, dude.
Well, what drugs?
Just fucking weed and mushrooms. Mushrooms was fun.
Oh, just high on mushrooms?
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Now, what happened? You tried to talk to the carpet?
I hid in the curtain behind the stage. Which was kind of perfect because there was a window to another room, so I just talked about what I could see in the other room.
Oh, no. Oh, shit.
What's your mix?
I can't do drugs because of my, you know, involvement with children. So I don't need to be...
Oh, sure.
What? What, they take all your drugs?
Yeah.
And you did. You got the water to prove it.
They supply me. No. Benadryl is my drug. Benadryl is what...
What, to put the kids down?
No, what takes me down. I have really like a low tolerance.
Benadryl is an antihistamine? What do you do with that?
Yeah, because that knocks me out instantly. Like, I know for a fact if I was to try, like, cocaine, like, the hard stuff, I'm dead. Like, I know I'm dead instantly. If Benadryl is taking me down in 5 minutes, can you only imagine what cocaine would do?
You are so fucking full of shit. You've never...
I'm being so honest.
You've never tried cocaine?
I've sold it.
Okay.
Honestly, smart business move, dude.
Yeah. Okay. Me and Anthony look like we supplied them with the drugs. You guys are looking at us like, yeah, Anthony and Shanae look like they definitely sell.
Believe it or not, we are the cool side of this state. I'm a vegan when it comes to drugs, dude. I don't trust people, so weed and shrooms. I ain't never did none of that other shit. I got stupid reasons.
No, I only do shit that came out of God's green earth, and I bury my Xanax in the morning. Dig it up, because that's nice too.
Find them time capsule quaaludes. I feel like.
That is, dude, when you watch like that Leo, the fucking Wolf of Wall Street. Mm. Doesn't that make you want to fucking try?
No.
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 What?
Not at all.
No.
No part of that.
That checks out.
No?
Yeah. No part of that.
You don't want to try Quaaludes?
I thought it seemed pretty cool, dude, honestly.
I didn't know this was a racial thing, but apparently white people want to do Quaaludes.
I want to take him and drive, dude. Yeah.
What he did to that Lamborghini is very impressive.
Yeah, dude. It was sick.
Nah, bro.
It seems like what do you think is the like closest approximation to Quaaludes that we got? Like, is it Xanax? Is it... What did you say?
He said Molly.
Come on, dude.
I heard Molly, I thought.
Molly? No.
Dude, NyQuil with a bunch of Zins in your butt crack? That's the way to go. That'll get you sweaty, dude.
Yeah, dude.
NyQuil?
Obviously, you
NyQuil?
Know.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. Sometimes you...
All right, I want to talk to this side of the table for a second. What about lean?
Wow. Wow.
He made this racial. Wow.
No, I didn't. What about Lean?
You sat over here. I didn't tell you to sit over here.
You looked right at us. He was like, what about Lean?
What about Lean? What about that scissor?
What about that scissor?
Y'all about that scissor?
Yes.
It's pretty good. I know you pretend you don't do anything.
What's your styrofoam cup budget?
Again, I feel like we've done more Lean.
On this side?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah, dude.
You guys don't even know how to fucking make Lean.
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
We're trying to be so black over here.
Our drugs.
Really?
You are black. You are black. Yeah. Yeah. You are.
Are you telling me Richard Nixon invented Lean? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, now you're getting, now we're meeting in the middle.
Now we're getting here. Now.
Okay, here's a question.
Reagan invented crack. Reagan invented crack.
I've smoked crack.
Matt, we know.
Fucking Aurora, dude. What else do you do?
You're the one person who nobody's questioning that.
No.
Yeah. I go, I smoke crack. You go, what the fuck happened?
Yeah. Yeah. Matt's like, dude. I smoke crack. And it's like, yeah, I can see it. He looks like it. Like, he's on it now.
You look like an Instagram ad for crack. You know?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's a weight loss program. Yeah.
You want hair like this? Yeah. Smoke crack. Yeah,
dude. Try it, dude.
Yeah, this guy's on crack. Hell yeah.
You need more crack.
You're going to be eating pussy and smoking crack in no time. Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dude, these days he's eating his own pussy, you know?
Oh.
This is what, so what people will be like, as somebody who's done it, where like, you'd be at Thanksgiving and your aunt will be like, you gotta try these cookies. These cookies are like crack. You're like, oh, really? Those cookies are like crack? Yeah. You ever eating those cookies at 8 a.m. going, I'm just gonna keep jerking off with a couple of these cookies.
I never understood that phrase. The first time I ever heard that phrase, no bullshit, was a preacher. And it was like, you got to try this pound cake. It's like crack. And I was like,
how do you know that?
Bruh. Like, I mean, we don't question our history. We looking forward.
If you're a preacher, you got to go, you got to try this pound cake. It's like boy pussy. It's like.
I said preacher, not priest. It's different. Different denominations.
Two different things.
I said preacher, not father.
Two different things.
Okay. So this is a question for y'all. Do drugs enhance creativity? Do you think that it makes you funnier? Do you think it makes you more creative?
Not for me. Just alcohol.
He is drugs.
He is drugs.
He
don't
is
you
drugs.
Don't you write stoned?
I definitely do. All day, every day.
Do you feel you?
I ain't gonna run, dude. I do.
Breakfast stone, lunch stone, dinner stone.
I ain't gonna lie. It allows me to think somehow differently but similar to everyone else.
God, that's the highest statement I've ever fucking heard.
Thank you, bro. I told you I'm high right now. I told you I'm high right now.
It's so different, but it's all the same, dude.
You sound like the competing weed ad on Instagram for
hell
this.
Yeah, bro. Back that life.
That's hilarious.
Do you write jokes stoned?
No. But I will.
You stuttered.
That was too many notes.
I'll go over it high, though. You know what I mean? Like
you'll proofread it high.
There you go. Yes.
All right.
Because if it makes you giggle high, God, it's got to be good, you know? You really don't?
You really don't?
No.
You really don't write stoned?
No.
No.
You just do everything else?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Why are you rubbing your leg?
I'm not. I get all excited. I'm like, all right, here we go. We're gonna get it.
It's leaning on me right now.
We're gonna get some writing done. No. I would say, I guess if I'm just smoking weed earlier that day.
Okay.
I'm not like I gotta fucking smoke this bowl and then sit down and write my essay. Here we go. No.
Did you ever do psychedelics and made you feel like you were more creative? Nobody?
Dude, if never. I fucking tried to write on psychedelics, it would just turn out Wingdings, dude.
Yeah, I do.
Really?
Dude, I wrote...
Y'all are such fucking liars sometimes.
I wrote one joke on mushrooms and I'll never do it again.
Let me hear it. Let's hear it.
Nah, because...
Come on. You want to hear the mushroom joke? Yes.
All my jokes long.
Come on, man.
If they don't know the movie Never End the Story, it won't work.
They do.
Everybody does.
I don't know what that is.
They're young as fuck. See? Like, they don't know the movie Never End the Story. So
don't disappoint these acid heads in the front row. They want to hear Never it.
She's braiding her hair. She's like, yeah, come on. Tell
yes.
me.
Yes.
All right. I believe if Michael Vick had to fight a dog, he would do it with Falcor from Never End the Story. See? Exactly. Yeah. That's why I didn't want to do it. That's
no, keep going. Keep going.
I don't like your mushroom trips, bro. No.
I don't like it.
You said a no-no. You said,
no,
Michael,
you I said Michael Vick to go
and dogs.
Into.
You're not supposed to say that for the white people. Not at the same time.
I
Michael
was
Vick
to,
and dogs.
You know
what?
No.
I come up with a lot of businesses on drugs. Yes. Like, imagine this. Imagine instead of an Uber, the guy, they just drop a guy off and he drives you and your car home. Gets your car home. You guys don't drink and drive? Come on, dude. What the fuck?
That is definitely drug talk. That is definitely drug talk right there. That is drug talk.
Right?
That is drug talk.
How about I just walk over, I take your keys, I drop you off at home, and then I take your car to my house.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
Yeah, dude.
That's a good idea.
That sounds better.
Thank you.
The way that Matt presented it sounded way better than me.
Yeah, and dude. This is why I didn't want to tell my joke.
Okay, well, was that a cocaine idea or what?
Oh, Molly, for sure. I was definitely on Molly when I thought, I was like, think about how nice it would be. They'd be in the car. They'd be like, you're so drunk, buddy. I got you. I'll take you home. And then you get home and they're like, you go to bed. I'm going to fucking lock it up, make sure it looks good. And you're like,
yeah. Don't give it a chef's kiss.
Yeah, they kiss you on the forehead. They fucking.
Yeah, I'm like, good driving, Tony. I'll give you 5 stars or whatever. You know?
They put Taco Bell in your mouth.
Oh, my God. You know the second you're in the car, you're like, you hungry? I'll pay right through right now, dude. Yeah, dude.
This is the Tuck Me In app. That's what it should be called. Tuck me in.
Tuck me in. Oh, yeah. See, it's sweet, too.
See, now people actually, we're no longer doing comedy. This is a fucking pitch.
Yeah.
It's the worst Shark Tank I've ever seen.
Okay, so I will say this. We've legalized shit in Denver. If you go to Oregon, Oregon legalized everything. Yeah. Everything.
They are the Portugal of America.
Who just cheered? I need to talk to you.
They're the Portugal of America.
Portugal, Oregon, you could do heroin, meth,
they
crack.
Got safe places.
Crack. Yeah.
crack.
Whatever you want to do. Do you think that, like, so Denver, mushrooms, weed, do you think it's been positive? Do you dislike it? How do you feel about legalizing shit?
We need more of it, for sure. Are you kidding me?
What's next? What's next? If we go one by
harder.
One, what's
we
next?
We need some harder shit.
I mean, for me, as a vegan, I'm hype about it. Because before weed got legal, I was spending way more money than I should have been on weed. And then it became legal, getting them discounts. And I'm waiting on them shroom discounts, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
Now, if you make everything legal, then I noticed when shit started getting legal here, that's when fentanyl and all the other shit start popping up and getting bigger. And fuck it, legalize everything. Let's go back to drinking water.
Yeah. Can you imagine how fast you'd go through
Let's
a
go
fucking
back to
cocaine
drinking water.
Punch card?
I don't know.
I say you got to make booze illegal because you remember when booze was illegal when you were a kid and you drink it? It was like the best drunk of your life. We got to get that back, dude. We got to get that
just
illegal.
All speakeasies.
Yeah, brother.
And
hell
moonshine.
Yeah.
We definitely
moonshine.
Need moonshine.
You have people out there running. It's how the race car started.
Yeah.
It probably is cyclical. Like, we'll legalize everything, and then we'll be like, all right, this is getting...
too much.
Yeah, and then we'll go, let's just make it all illegal again, see what happens.
Or they'll be like, all right, all drugs are legal, but this chip right here can turn you into a different person. You're like,
what?
We gotta turn that off, dude. You can't be having people be different people. And you're like, no.
Is that
no,
the
no,
Molly
no.
talking? What you saying?
Yes.
Yeah, dude. He's like, you gotta take this chip.
This chip will turn you into a different person.
Yeah, they got the chips out now, dude. You guys don't know? Come on, you know what I'm talking about, Weird Air. Yeah. Yeah, you're totally up on the chip information, aren't you?
I think you've been too many gay bars. I think.
Listen.
Take this chip, man.
Listen. We'll talk tomorrow.
A little bit of poppers ain't never hurt nobody, okay?
Now, okay, by the way, have you ever, I've heard poppers are good for straight couples. It just loosens you up. Have you ever done poppers?
No. I don't even know
what. I heard this. We must have the same internet because I read the same ad.
The same internet.
And I was like, damn. They're like, yeah, you, right when you come, you're supposed to sniff it. And
what?
I was like, I told my wife, I go, what do you think? She goes, no, we're not doing that. And I was like, please? And I was like, it's only my nose that I'm. She said, no, can't do drugs while I come.
What?
I know, dude.
What year is it?
Welcome to me and Alan's golf game.
What
I know, bro. All she right. won't let me sniff drugs while we fuck.
That's wild. That's wild.
Poppers, okay.
Tell me about it.
Poppers on this side.
Have you ever done poppers?
Dude, my drug knowledge is so elementary. I thought poppers were whippets. And I was like, hey, similar. People are doing whippets to get busy.
Nitrous.
See, thank you. The way he was shaking his head lets me know that that brother knows about poppers and whippets.
This guy's nickname in high school was Frosty Balloons, dude. Come on.
John Novus had time travel to be here.
He does look like hippie, man. He does. Yeah, like, the hair, too, he looks
fatty
like
fatty balloons,
man.
For sure.
Okay, so you were talking about before, there's fentanyl in the Coke now, which really affects our life a lot. But do you give a fuck about that? Like, because to me, if there's fentanyl in the Coke, I'm like, that's a free speedball. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Nope.
Do you care about if shit's pure? Like, weed's pure. Coke is never pure. Molly, do you worry about it? Do you test it?
Well, you test it, yeah. And then you're like, well, that's meth. And you're like, well, we bought it.
Is it that heavy the way that you did your hand?
Boys and girls, get ready.
Fuck, that was real.
Yeah, we can't call the guy back. We can't return it.
Well, oh my God. I'm not driving back to Red Rocks, all right? What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
He seemed cool, dude.
So, I don't know if you ever read about this, but Hunter Thompson was running for sheriff of Aspen, and he almost won. And his whole campaign was, we're going to test all the drugs, and if there are any bad dope dealers, we're going to kill them publicly.
Oh, shit.
That kind of rocks.
He was running on that.
I could see that winning somehow.
That's Aspen, man. The best coke I ever did was in Aspen. Because I haven't been to South America.
Yeah.
It's good up there.
I believe that.
This guy.
All right, we can move on.
Yeah, the rest of us don't ski, Alan.
All right, whatever.
We ski, obviously, but we don't ski. Yeah.
So,
y'all ski. Y'all ski. Y'all ski.
I tube.
Yeah.
I tube.
Yeah, you tube?
I tube.
Oh, she got up.
Oh, she meant actual skin. Okay, my bad. I meant skin the way they talk about skin.
No.
Yeah, thank you, sister.
So, we may be concerned with the purity of drugs. You guys are vegans, apparently. Apparently, do you care about the purity of your food? What are you concerned with?
Oh, dude, I don't eat fast food and shit. Yeah, like, oh, dude, ever since McDonald's did the whole pink slime shit, I never trusted them. Subway, they bread ain't real. I'm like, dude, I don't trust fast food. I don't trust people. Mm-hmm. I don't trust people.
Sounds like you should do some more drugs, dude. Yeah.
Pink slime. For those who don't know, pink slime is like when they're squeezing out the.
Oh,
like,
y'all too young to remember pink slime? Y'all remember McDonald's? All of their chicken wasn't real. It was just pink slime. Y'all remember that? Y'all were buying McNuggets like it wasn't shit.
That's why it's called McChicken. It's not. It's a trademark. Like where you go to, when you get it, like you go to Taco Bell, it's like a beefy cheese roller. It's not beef.
Beefy.
Beefy. Yeah.
It reminds you of beef. Okay. It gives you the impression of beef.
Beefy cheesy.
Beefy cheesy.
Impossible. Yeah. Okay.
I'm getting a fucking quarter pounder and chicken nugget tonight, bitch.
With the Molly. With the Molly.
I'm storing meth. I'm definitely getting cheeseburgers.
No way, dude. I'll be eating ass and come up and be like, I'm not eating that. Fucking go back down.
He's in the drive-thru eating a fucking employee's ass.
Pink slime. Pink slime. I'm concerned about pink eye, dude. Yeah.
So are you vegan, vegetarian?
Yeah, vegan. Yeah.
Vegan and you eat ass?
Yeah, yeah. That's the only meat. Well, that and pussy. That's it. It's kind of like calamari if you think about it.
Whoa. All right.
What chick you going to smell like calamari? I don't know. Like,
his chick's breaded, dude.
And chewy for some reason. And chewy. I don't know.
What I heard is that calamari is like at certain times, like we don't actually have it. So in America, they will sell calamari, but it'll be like pigs' assholes. Because we don't got any.
This is America.
See, and this is where like a rich dude will take you out and be like, you want to get some calamari to start it out? You're like,
no shit, it's a Chinese hot dog. That's cool.
Wait till you find out what's in an all beef hot dog.
There you go.
Y'all been eating ass every 4th of July.
That's American as hell, dude.
It is American as hell. It is American as hell.
American AF, son.
This is what I will say. The Native Americans used every part of the animal, and so do we.
We've made all that ass look like a dick. How weird is that?
That's progressive as fuck, dude.
But they had...
I mean, Fear Factor, they were eating dicks. Like
they
was. I mean, Fear Factor, them... Can't let that goat dick
okay,
go to waste.
Okay, so vegan, yeah. vegan.
Mm-hmm. Talking about food?
Liar.
yeah. No, drugs, I'm a vegan. Okay. Food, I don't. Food,
what
I,
about, so that meat eaters, you guys eat meat.
Yeah. I go heavy.
You go heavy.
Yeah. I don't fuck around.
He's from Nebraska. Yeah.
Will you eat, will yes! you, would you eat, do you eat veal? Would you eat foie gras?
Oh, yeah.
What? Come on.
Let's
make some rich friends, would you?
Yeah. What the fuck is foie gras?
Foie gras is tortured geese. It's a goose liver where they've been force-fed.
It's duck,
and
right?
It's fucking delicious.
It's duck.
You guys pretending
that like
you know.
Sounds
like
another word we should use for eating ass. Like, what's up with that foie gras? Like, just
you don't want to eat a force-fed ass.
I want that fatty liver. You don't want that. All right. Anyway.
Never had foie?
I've had it. Yeah, it's delicious. It's good. Yeah, I've had veal. It's good. I say the older the meat, the better, though.
Do you think that, like, so...
What, like at least 18?
Are we talking about sexual? Yeah, I'm like...
The older the meat, the better.
Bro, come on,
don't leave them hanging, yeah.
Right, damn, bro.
Like, imagine if, like, aliens came out and they ate our babies. We'd be like, we gotta go to war.
But if they, what?
If they, but the thing is, if they came down and ate our old people, you'd be like,
it makes sense.
These are some smart aliens. They know something we don't know.
Be, hold on.
Back.
Someone goes,
like,
wow.
No, I know.
Fucking come along with my ride, all right, dude?
Wow.
We were talking about goose. And you said if aliens...
I don't want to eat the dude from Top Gun. He was the coolest dude.
Can we... Hold on. I just want to take a second. If aliens came down and ate our babies...
There'd be war.
What would is... It, where, first of all, let's just stop there. Well, why are aliens coming to eat our baby? Is this a thing?
We
do you create this question?
I didn't ask him that.
We eat animal babies. Like, we're eating the baby chickens. We're eating the veal.
We eat eggs. We don't even wait for them to come to babies.
It's an even exchange.
We need to eat the old animals.
Yeah. He's just saying in theory. He's not saying Mexicans are coming over the borders eating our babies.
I was trying to figure out how to work that in.
Alan went to Boulder. He's always trying to analyze
it. Actual aliens. Okay.
Trying to figure out how to work that in so bad.
Don't worry, guys. Matt can say it. He can say that.
Yeah. Like, I'm half Mexican.
Yeah, he can say that. we can say that.
He's got grilled green chili on at home right now.
Yeah, dude. You eat my ass. I got a tahini rim, dude.
Whoa! We checked a margarita before the show started.
Yeah, dude. We did it.
Tahini rim means you ate Taco Bell. That's I got a tahini rim. That means don't fucking touch it.
Yeah. Spicy.
So you mean if aliens were treating us like we treat everything
animals.
Else on this planet?
Right. Right, right.
So if they came down and they're like, we're going to eat your babies because they had the sweetest right. livers.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they'd have to be
somebody
rich.
Somebody said, wow.
That's not, yeah. In my now, mind, rich people are the only ones to eat, like,
well, how about if you want to get an abortion, give it to the aliens for appetizers?
Wow. Immediately.
I thought it was kind of smart.
Use it for stem cells.
Hey. Oh, what, do you want it to go in a dumpster and Hillary Clinton eats it? I don't understand. I don't know.
Alan, you're really digging yourself a hole.
Yeah, well.
Like, the women are like, no, don't you say
don't
that
you
about
do
abortion.
That.
Don't
you
say
we,
that,
we,
Alan.
We,
hey, give, it to, the, give it to the fucking, the Pleiadians who want to come sample this planet.
Okay.
Oh, before you get
Alan's
your abortion.
Obviously high.
Did you eat a lot
high.
Of grain?
Alan's high.
All right, so they say that, like, what? This is a different question than I was going to ask.
Uh-oh.
But they say that, like, if you eat, like, anything close to human, like, if you eat, like, a primate, like, it starts to make you feel, like, crazy and shit. And if you eat, you know, it'll make you insane. Like, just the meat will start to vibrate you
vibrate
in a
you.
Certain way.
It sounds like it's...
No.
Who
it's,
the fuck it, is eating a primate?
Dude... It sounds
Alfred Packer. Fucking, there's cannibals and shit. If you crash land on an island and there's a fat dude, did you ever see Lost?
Yeah.
I genuinely think monkey brains is actually a delicacy in some parts.
Monkey brains is good.
It's like parts of Asia.
Yeah, some
parts of Asia.
We always blame it on the.
I mean, I'm learning it from Temple of Doom. Give me a fucking break.
I feel like I'm in my grandma's basement. He's like, dude, you got to try this human. And it'll make you vibrate. All right.
Yeah, dude.
It's gonna get you all fucked up. All right. You ready to get higher than you've ever been? Try a little bit of this skin toe.
I say get a real cost-effective way of feeding aliens. Fucking give them all the appendixes that burst. All the gallbladders, all the pancreas,
see?
All the fucked
she
up
agreed
organs.
That. She was like,
some
yes.
of us, some of us are organ donors on your license. Yeah. What do you care who it gets donated to?
Yeah. I want to pick,
care?
Dude. Show me right before I die. Show me the list of people, and I'd be like, not him.
You could go, like, it goes, listen, it can either save this dude's life or pate for some Martians.
I don't know, dude.
Not the flat
I don't give a shit.
What'd you say? Oh, okay.
He said it's foie gras.
All right, that was really good.
I hate that word.
Yeah, it sounds like you're about to cuss, but you're not. Foie
yeah.
gras.
Yeah, dude.
Well, foie gras.
Foie
excuse
gras
my French.
Like a safe word.
Do you guys consider your diet as a performer, as a creative? Does it matter? Does it affect your
yeah.
process?
Yeah.
Yeah. All day.
Okay,
well,
good
yeah,
question.
If I'm hungry, it sucks. I suck at comedy for sure, dude. If I'm hungry, it doesn't work, dude. Yeah, dude.
Do you try to eat beforehand? Not eat beforehand?
Before what? I don't eat before sex, dog.
No,
I ain't trying to do that. I don't eat
that's
before
a type
sex.
Of performance.
I don't no. eat before sex.
Well, he's
that.
Talking about performing
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's yeah, what performing are we talking about?
The one we're doing right now, but I understand where your head's at.
Yeah, man. Do you? No, I'm saying, all right, so.
Probably not.
but no, before comedy, nah, because, man, the worst thing is, like, doing a 45-minute set and you got to take a shit at minute eight. You know what I mean? Like, minute eight, and it's like, oh, your body started getting hot.
Yeah. Yeah. You're walking around the stage clinching.
I'm not going to name any names, but...
Trying not to laugh.
I will not say who, but when I was working with Jackie Cation, we were... before she went on stage, she ate a full plate of spaghetti and meatballs and a full French press of coffee and then went out there and started doing her fucking...
Get it, girl.
I don't understand that. I'm going to eat maybe if I make it to bed.
Yeah. I would have made a Lavazzo on stage, dude. Out of my bottle. Dude. Isn't that the Italian coffee, Lavazzo? I don't know.
Yo, like... Yeah. Real shit, have you any of y'all ever tried to play off a fart on stage and watch the front crowd?
Get a whiff
like,
of it?
Yeah, watch it hit the front crowd and be like, one of y'all some nasty bastards. Yeah.
You mean you farted?
I've definitely done that. I fucked up this stage on like several times. Not today. Yeah. That was on y'all if that happened today, but I have... There was one time I farted so bad, like, people over here heard it, and they started dying laughing, and the rest of the crowd was like, did we? And I'm just like, VIP seats.
That is the best way to deal with it. Just find a fat guy in the front row and be like, damn, dude, you just fucking rip one, dude. Yeah.
You ever have a shit on stage?
Of course I've shit my pants on stage. No, I'm concerned about eating a lot because I don't want to be fat. I want to be hot.
How's it working?
Not good.
Yeah,
that man bun. That man bun got you. He just waits for a secretary.
Okay. All no, I'm trying to be hot.
Yeah, come on now, brother.
Nick Dean is a pair of glasses away from being that pretty girl in the rom-com, son. Just take the glasses off and all of a sudden, Fabio.
Yeah, you need to learn to play ukulele soon.
Something acoustic. You're fucking up with that man bun. You need to...
you both are shitting on the stage right now.
Period, you do. You need to play something. A flute. Go Andre 3000.
Yeah, nobody likes white Andre 3000.
Or will everyone love white Andre 3000?
I don't know. Okay, man. Well, we made it. We made it here to where the crowd no longer likes it. So this is the final question I'm going to ask the panel. We're going to go one by one, and this is it. What would you, if you had a final meal, you're on the electric chair, your final meal, and let's just say you can get drugs, too. What would you want?
Me? I'll start. Yeah, I wrote it down.
Not he wrote it down.
He wrote it down.
I wrote a list. He's
been waiting on it.
He has a full order on his fucking phone.
I took this very seriously.
As soon as they find them,
trying to be hot. Dude.
Is it two crunchy tacos?
One margarita, please.
Do you have those cinnamon twisty things?
Yeah. What's up with the double decker? You have a double decker? You have all the stuff to make the double decker, but you don't have the double decker anymore. You could make it if you wanted to make it. No. No, I'm going ribeye steak, bam. Double vodka soda. What's up? If anybody wants to bring me one right now. Steak fries. Hello. Coleslaw.
He rolled his sides.
Mashed potatoes and gravy, house salad with French dressing, a potato salad, a corn on the cob, a baked potato and butter, a shrimp cocktail. Two tabs of acid. 5 grams of mushrooms, heroic dose. 3.5 grams of Molly, just to, like, dip throughout the night. And
throughout the night? Yeah, throughout the night. You got like 2 hours.
Right. Well, it's going to take a while to eat all this shit. And then like a black coffee while like it all hits me. You know? And,
what?
And then just bong rips the whole time. So that's me. That's what I go with.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
That is a blowout waiting to happen.
And then, right when it all hits, fucking hit the electric, because I ain't taking poison, bitch. Electrocute me, pussies.
Okay, Matt, what would you do?
Oh, fuck. vegan pizza. No. How worried insane would that be, dude?
I think you're just going to go, probably just like two pussies.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, is this dairy free, dude? No. Yeah, dude. That'd be insane to stick to your morals that much. You're just like, no, I'm going to still eat vegan on my deathbed, dude. No, I'm going to fuck it. I would have to do like a real pizza. I would have to do it. And then I would try poppers. I would have to try poppers.
The pizza?
Pizza and poppers. That sounds like a good
business. Looking at the execution guys like, you better fuck me, dude. No.
Finish my crust, dude. I can't finish it.
And then Molly, acid, crack. And I think that would be it, dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
Pretty good.
I die skinny.
God damn.
You go, they go like, what do you want for your last meal? You go, poppers. They go like, jalapeno? No.
I want the other
piece. You guys wish.
Okay, Anthony, what would you do?
So for the meal, I'm eating nothing but fucks my stomach up. So I'm eating nothing but dairy. I'm eating. Nah, fuck y'all. Y'all gonna kill me? Deal with my mess afterwards. And then. And then as far as drugs go, I'm going full vegan, but I'm taking all of it. So, like, I want dabs. I want fucking shrooms. Big ones. I want the big, dumb ones that I got to bite 3 or 4 times to finish eating them motherfuckers. And I want ayahuasca. I don't know what that's going to do to me, but I don't want to know what they're going to do to me.
Okay. Okay. You're going to meet God before you meet God.
Bam! You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get to know that motherfucker before I get there. That's tight. There'll be like visiting when I before I move there. What's the property look like up here? You know what I mean?
Okay, that was pretty good.
Thank you. I thought about it for
and Shanae, what would
5
you
whole seconds.
Give me cocaine. I don't even think I want to eat. Just
finally,
just,
she's honest.
If I'm going to meet God anyway, like, let me hit it hard. Like, give me the hardest rail. I'll take myself out.
Yeah, give me one of those Hunter Biden rocks, and I won't even need the chair.
There you go.
All right, y'all, this has been Backstage. Thank you so much for being here. One more big round of applause to your panel. Come say hey after the show. Treat yourself well tonight, and come see us again. Thanks so much, everybody.
Hell yeah.